Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. And today I'm going to talk about something that I've talked about in earlier posts, and that has to do with money-making opportunities with e-learning. Not just in terms of tuition, etc., but I'm talking about monetizing websites. So I'm just going to jump right in here. And I'm just going to say that despite the fervor about monetized domain names that consist of little else but links to add, you just really, really have to let yourself not be deceived, because that's not the best way to make money with your affiliate programs. I know that Wall Street Journal and other places have run many stories intimating that reality, but at this point it really isn't. At this point, the best way to earn money from your affiliate programs is still to involve traffic. And it's traffic that's not from direct navigation or type-in, but traffic you've generated from the quality and the intrinsic value of your site. So don't alienate your hard-earned traffic by surrounding them with distracting, chaotic banners, chiclets, text links, etc., etc. I mean, they're cute, you know, and especially when they flash at you, but and they have bright, shiny things. But the thing to do is to really use your affiliate relationships with discretion. So I'm just going to list out a few things, use some pointers and tips to just carefully construct a plan that will optimize click-throughs and also conversions to commission-bearing sales. Woohoo! And it works. I'm here to tell you. Okay, first of all, avoid cognitive overload. Don't overwhelm your viewers or your readers or your surfers, your potential clients, with just too much stuff. Don't put up random ads. Don't overdo the ads. Do not create a forest of virtual billboards. I mean, nobody wants to be lost in a forest of billboards, virtual or real. So what happens is if you do so, the result is clutter. It's an enormous distraction, which means that all will be ignored. Second, understand your audience and their needs. This is key. Get to know who they are, where they are, but more than anything, get to know where they want to be in their lives, their careers, etc. Then provide tools or products to help them get there. So in my mind, this is really critical too, because you are trying to help them understand how they can get from point A to B. Now, second, why are they here? Why did they visit your website? What do they, your readers, your visitors, what do they want? And if you can understand what motivates your visitors to browse your website in the first place, then you can begin to understand what they expect to gain by visiting. What do they expect to take away after visiting your site? What are the benefits, specifically, that they expect to derive from visiting? Okay, this is the fourth point. Life is good, and life is even better with the products you recommend. Make a list of life and work-enhancing products and services that relate directly to your readers. Connect them to your own ultimate mission and vision. So, like, try to make it very clear that their visiting your site connects to their vision for their lives. But then also articulate your own vision. They can see that. They relate to it. This can lead to an understanding of how to develop a sustainable site. And what I mean by sustainable is sustainable revenue flows to sustainable affiliate programs. So you're thinking about the present. But don't throw away the past. Build on it. Make it work for you. Develop ways to link the present with the past. Do not throw away what you've developed in the past, like all the websites or articles or anything like that. You might think, oh, well, that was yesterday's stuff. I'm not interested. It's not new to me, but it's new to other people. So create archives. Make those archives easy to follow. Create easy to follow indices. Then find ways to identify the best product. The future is golden. Tell your visitors how. Anticipate the future. Envision the future with as much specificity as you can. Prepare yourself mentally, and then set the stage. Okay, develop one-of-a-kind products. And this is really important, too. You might think, okay, well, you know, sure, I'm offering some products. I'm part of this affiliate program. That's good. But attempt to find products that are offered only by you. Develop unique products to market on your site. Do this, though, after you fully understand the needs of your visitors and the kind of visitors and readers you'd like to attract. So one thing to avoid getting into products that will just simply put you in competition with others offering the same product, but maybe at a lower price or same. That's kind of fruitless. All that you're just going to be going to a razor-edged sort of margin, and that's ultimately not where you want to be. You need to focus on value-added elements. I mean, customize any kind of stock product in order to make your product differentiable from others. Okay, so I want to talk about your relationship with your visitors. Think about it. Integrity, quality, trust. Are those buzzwords? Yes. Are they concepts? Yes. Do they matter? Yes. So somewhere along the line, you have got to look deep within, think about you, your ethics, your core values. Set up some sort of electric fence element, things for yourself. Do not cross that barrier. It's an ethical barrier. Maybe it's a subtle one, and there's nothing legally problematic, but ethically, do not cross the electric fence barrier. Do not touch the electric fence. The electric fence being the problematic area where you start to get into things that you're just trying to, do something that really doesn't align with your core values or beliefs or concepts. That's all about building the brand image, building the relationship, and it's the absolute key to having sustainable web traffic and sustainable business. Okay, so finally, let's say, how then shall we affiliate? Let's look at affiliate relationships. Do you want to have a direct one with people? Why would you want to? Well, you usually get better commissions. Why would you not want to? It's troublesome. They may not cut your checks very quickly. They may be small. Okay, so then you go, do I establish affiliates through somebody like Google? AdSense. Well, okay, let's look at the pros. Pros are you've got a lot of choices. The downside is in the case of Google AdSense, with the so-called smart ads, you can't even really choose which products or vendors to showcase. It's random. And, you know, I think it's pretty annoying at times because things come up that don't necessarily track with what your own vision. Sometimes I think, you know, I'm just getting rid of Google AdSense because there's not enough control, and it's possible that they'll put up something will rotate in there, an ad that will be randomly generated, well, not randomly, but generated within their algorithm. And it will actually do more harm than good, because it will not track with what my vision is for my website. There are other aggregators. There's Commission Junction, which used to be Overture, which is a Yahoo company. There's Amazon. I highly recommend Amazon. They're great. I mean, it's so straightforward. Commission Junction, I've had some problems with. The affiliates come in and out, and you're always having these deactivated links. The downside with Commission Junction is that they tend to be kind of small commissions can be. And frankly, I've had some problems with reliability of whether or not I'm actually getting credited for sales. I've done a little testing, and it doesn't always show up. And some of the offers that people claim they're going to do do not happen. I'm not blaming them. It may be me doing the wrong kind of copying and pasting of the code, the HTML code fragments. If that's the case, I can do this pretty well. And so if I'm having problems, I would think a lot of people would. So those are other downsides to going with a massive place like Commission Junction or Google. Little guides are good, but then again, you know, those have issues too. I haven't talked about setting up your own affiliate stuff. We'll do that in a future one. But at this point, I just wanted to leave you with the notion that this is a lot of fun. There are a lot of possibilities. If you have any questions, just email me. This is Susan Smith Nash, and I've been talking about ideas about e-learning, e-commerce, and monetizing your website. Thanks. Bye.